A top local story this morning concerns retail crime and theft, costing the country shops £1.4 billion. The figure, which includes theft, damage and security costs, went up by almost a third last year. Here in Oxfordshire, there were more than 2,500 incidents of shoplifting reported between April and December last year. Almost half of them were in the city of Oxford. Jewellery shop owner Leo Pitt, who had £8,000 worth of goods stolen from her shop last month, told us about the difficult judgment calls that small shopkeepers have to make.
If you're alone in a shop by yourself, in a small shop, you are very vulnerable when somebody comes in. You know, you have an alarm, you can press the alarm, but at the same time, the whole code of how you treat your customer dictates that you are always polite. You, of course, you don't want to alienate customers. So you have to, you're always having to make this judgment in your mind. You know, at what point do I hit the button on the alarm, or do I ask them to leave? And if I ask them to leave, what are they going to do to me? Because they are, really, these people aren't very nice. It's any retailer will tell you, any small retailer will tell you, that's always something that one comes up against, and it's not easy to make that judgment.
Never thought about that before. I mean, we started to think about in terms of personal danger and the potential for it. It became big news, what, 10, was it 20 years ago with the Susie Lamplu business, with this this estate agent who went missing after going to meet a customer in a house, and then we all started to think about personal security, and that sort of slid off our radars since then, but never thought about that, the idea of being alone in a shop. Sarah Cordy is from the British Retail Consortium. They published this report today